next item, and we're right on schedule. Item number 612, please.
Authorize 3-year grant agreement with Portland Community Media for public, educational, and governmental access resources, and to provide community media and digital literacy services on a citywide basis, not to exceed $929,587, increased by inflationary factors in years 2 and 3.
Colleagues, we're here today to authorize a grant agreement with Portland Community Media, otherwise known as Open Signal. The grant amount, as outlined in this ordinance, is included as part of the proposed budget through the Office of Community Technology. So I'll turn it over to OCT for the presentation. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Mayor and Commissioners. I am Elizabeth Perez. I am the Acting Director for the Office for Community Technology. As many of you know, Portland Community Media has been a pillar in our community for nearly 40 years. It has transformed through the years, being nimble and responsive to our community's multimedia access and training needs. In the recent past, under new leadership, and the organization underwent rebranding and is now best known in the community as Open Signal. This agreement for operational funding is a companion to a grant agreement between Open Signal and the Mount Hood Cable Regulatory Commission that provides funds derived from cable services franchise agreements for capital funding. For these reasons, we are really excited to bring forward this agreement for your consideration. I'll now turn it over to Justin Harn, Executive Director of Open Signal, for the rest of the presentation.
Hey folks, wonderful to be here today. I want to welcome some of my colleagues up here right now. Rebecca Burrell, Director of Strategy and Development at Open Signal, and Kareem Hassanain, Vice President of the Board of Directors of Open Signal.
Excellent. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good morning, folks. Thank you so much for providing the opportunity to present. We, as y'all know, are located on Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, where we've been for over 30 years, with a commitment to creativity, technology, and social change. Open Signal makes media production possible for everyone. Nationally, we're becoming known within our field for rethinking what a community media center can be and how we can leverage public resources for the greatest possible community benefit. Open Signal provides to Portland cable broadcast on 5 channels airing locally and independently, produce content reaching 400,000 homes in the Portland metro area, a 10,000 square foot media facility including 2 media production studios, an immersive media lab, editing rooms, and more. Affordable media education for adults and youth, covering camera and production studio operation, editing, animation, and much more. Open Signal also provides world-class community engagement and artist support in the form of exhibitions, screenings, public events, in-house artist residencies, community meetups, and skill shares. Our Black Filmmaker Fellowship is the first program of its kind in the Pacific Northwest. We recently shared the fellow's works in progress to a sellout audience at the Hollywood Theater. Supporters of the program include Kamal Sinclair of the Sundance Institute and Emmy-nominated actor David Oyelowo, star of the movie Selma, pictured here with our fellows. Of course, Open Signal also provides professional production services. We film and broadcast every city council session as a means of facilitating access to information, enhancing transparency and accountability in service to a more civically engaged citizenry. In addition to the high-quality programming that takes place on site at Open Signal, we also partner with dozens of schools and nonprofits that serve historically marginalized communities, including McLaren Youth Correctional Facility, Outside the Frame, and Vanport Mosaic, offering media production and storytelling trainings. This year marks the end of a 5-year collaboration with middle school students at Open School, a nonprofit for students who need an alternative to a traditional public school. This is a program that I initiated at the Hollywood Theater in 2014 and brought over to Open Signal in 2016. It was one of only 18 arts learning programs across the state funded through a 5-year Oregon Community Foundation Studio to School grant. The partnership included the installation of a media lab on Open School's campus, 7 artist residencies connecting media arts to math, science, and other curriculum, 10 teacher trainings, 284 total participating youth, and 800 community members engaged at public events. Tab Waterman, one of Open School's founding teachers, had this to say about the partnership with Open Signal. Open School is forever grateful for the amazing experiences you provided our students. The chance to collaborate with such talented and caring people is a career highlight for me and life-changing for my students. Thank you. Now it's my pleasure to turn it over to Rebecca Burrell to provide further data about our work last year.
Good afternoon. My name is Rebecca Burrell, Director of Strategy and Development at Open Signal.
I'm here to share some incredible signs of our growth since Portland Community Media became OpenSignal in 2017. Last year, OpenSignal engaged nearly 4,000 community members through classes, studio and equipment rentals, and public programs. We provided media education to 804 students through 116 classes. We broadcast more than 10,000 new hours of cable programming in English, Romanian, Russian, Chinese, Farsi, and Spanish. We provided record-breaking access to OpenSignal's equipment library and production studios with more than 90,000 hours of access to cameras and nearly 130,000 hours of access to laptops. Overall, 41% more people checked out our equipment last year than the previous year. We also received local recognition for our work. Last summer, Executive Director Justin Harn won a 40 Under 40 Award from the Portland Business Journal. In November, we received a Light of Fire Award from the Portland Monthly Magazine given to outstanding nonprofits across the city. You can see some of our board and staff here at the celebration. For our Black Filmmaker Fellowship, we received cover stories in The Scanner and The Portland Observer and more press through The Oregonian, Willamette Week, KBOO, OPB, and more. OpenSignal has long survived through major support from the Mount Hood Cable Regulatory Commission and the City of Portland. Thank you so much. But we know that our capital funding is declining every year and will continue to do so as cable subscriptions drop. In order to sustain and grow our programs, leveraging our public dollars to find additional revenue is a priority. In May 2018, we launched a radically inclusive membership program with a Pay What You Can annual fee. The program now includes well over 600 active members who have paid anywhere from zero to hundreds of dollars, depending upon their ability to give. In fiscal year 2018, we received competitive grants from the Collins Foundation, the Oregon Cultural Trust, the Oregon Community Foundation, and many others, as well as the MHCRC Community Capital Grant Program for our Black Filmmaker Fellowship. Overall, between fiscal year 2016 and 2018, despite substantial cuts to our capital budget, we grew our overall budget by 7% and our operating budget by 36%. Since last summer, we have also received major grants from the equity-focused Meyer Memorial Trust and the City of Portland Special Appropriations, both to support our Black Filmmaker Fellowship. We have also just received our first federal funding from the National Endowment for the Arts for our new media fellowship, which will help four artists explore virtual reality and other immersive media in the coming year. It is only because of the City of Portland's support that we have been able to leverage additional dollars to bring filmmaking and new digital media to the members of our community. Thank you for providing us with the vital funds we can build upon to grow and to ultimately make our organization an excellent national model for an arts, technology, and truly equity-based community media space. We depend upon your support now more than ever. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to take the opportunity first to thank the commissioners and the mayor for your time and attention this afternoon. As was stated previously, my name is Kareem Hassanein, and I'm vice president of the board at OpenSignal. And this is the first time that I've ever spoken directly to representatives of my government. It's a particularly meaningful moment for me, especially because I'm doing so on behalf of an organization whose function I believe is essential to a democratic society, which I say without hyperbole. I spent much of my life in Egypt, which is a country where there is neither freedom of speech or of assembly, and certainly not of the press. All media is heavily censored. And a center like OpenSignal, where people have access to professional training, state-of-the-art technology, and most importantly, the ability to document and share their own stories, would not be allowed to exist in my hometown. That is because OpenSignal is a powerful asset for self-expression and civic engagement. Under Ifani Bell's exemplary direction, we just held the first screening of our Black Filmmakers Fellowship program, which was a shining success, moving, motivating, and optimistic. And in April, we held a sold-out Design Week event focused on democratizing VR as a tool for equitable placemaking. I worked closely with OpenSignal staff to organize this cross-sector collaboration with Bora Architects, ZGF Architects, Vanport Mosaic, City Repair, PSU Center for Public Interest Design, and artists Matt Henderson, Sharita Town, and Alex Chu, where we invited the public to visit the city of Vanport and, in a VR experience, have a highlight of the stories of its residents. We then offered them a chance to explore imagined futures for the Central East Side Industrial District and a mixed reality model on the bleeding edge of architectural practice. The event concluded with a panel discussing how urban design processes have been historically inaccessible to key communities and how immersive technology can help citizens engage more fully. We are here to serve the people of Portland, prioritizing service to those who have been historically underserved and underrepresented. Simply put, access to the means of 21st century communication and collaboration is access to democratic participation. It is imperative that these resources should not be at the exclusive disposal of large, wealthy private corporations. And OpenSignal is the only place in Portland offering needs-blind access to these tools and facilities. With the rapid development of immersive media, the Internet of Things, and the Smart Cities movement, we cannot afford to silently witness the exclusion of Black and Brown folks in yet another paradigm-shifting technological revolution. Self-representation at every level of media production is critical, from the global entertainment industry to the resurgence of community journalism. We can't wait for newsrooms and studios to find enlightenment via their revenue reports and write us in. We must write ourselves in to pop culture, placemaking, technology, and governance. The decision to sustain civic media access is in our hands. It's my hands and it's in your hands. That is why I contribute to this organization and why I'm asking the city to continue its partnership with us. Thank you for ensuring that conversations like this one remain possible and that OpenSignal can continue to foster dialogue, creativity, and democracy in Portland.
Thank you, and thanks for your comments up front. It's an honor that you're here and you're doing your first exercise in front of a government body with us. We really appreciate it and appreciate your comments today.
Thank you.
Thank
it's
you.
My privilege.
Thank you, Kareem, and thank you, Rebecca. I'm now going to invite Ifeanyi Bell, executive producer of OpenSignal Labs, to join me, as well as Janelle Neal, our director of production services.
Thank you. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Janelle Neal, and you may have seen me behind the scenes at some of your community events. I'm the Director of Production Services for OpenSignal. I've been working in community media for 13 years. I started out at Willamette Falls in Oregon City and arrived at Portland Community Media, now OpenSignal, in 2013. I became the Director of Production Services at OpenSignal in 2018, which means I am not only documenting and broadcasting your City Council meetings, I also work with local clients to cover events including nonprofits like the Oregon Robotics Tournament, Regional Arts and Council, and the Bus Project. Other government entities like Regional Multnomah County, Metro, and TriMet, and private companies like the Winterhawks and BrandLive. So far in the fiscal year, my teams have completed 367 productions. That includes 129 City Council meetings and regular sessions, work sessions, community budget events, which we broadcast on Xfinity Channel 30 and High Definition Channel 330 and online on the city's website. This year, we have provided 238 productions for other clients. Our outside client work provides necessary earned income that we use to fund indirect services to our citizens of Portland. Under my leadership, the Production Services Department is constantly reconsidering possible technology as it evolves. We are deeply responsive to our clients' needs, and services allow them to be more progressive in a way that they engage the community through media. Increasingly, our production work also creates an opportunity for Portlanders to enter professional broadcast media. We hire crew members every year to help us document and broadcast events through cable broadcast, online streaming, and Facebook Live. My department also provides workforce training and professional networking to emerging media makers. Through our longstanding partnerships at the Winterhawks hockey team this year, we piloted a program for pre-professionals who wanted to enter sports broadcasting. After receiving training at OpenSignal and additional education on-site at the Memorial Coliseum, our trainees then get field experience supporting live broadcast for Winterhawk games in Seattle. These trainees are paid regular on-call wages for customized on-the-job training, and travel expenses are covered. They are eligible to work with us on an ongoing basis when training is over. They also gain track work experience that they can put on a job application and other media production positions. We expect to provide more training programs like this in the next fiscal year. Earlier this year, we were also hired by private video production company called Brand Live to be a subcontractor for a major 12-team job for Nike. By the end of the production, one of our producers performed so well on this project, he was hired by Brand Live to take a full-time production job. OpenSignal is helping to connect members of our community to new educational and economic opportunities, to family wage jobs. Speaking personally, I had been working in a career towards the medical field, but after experiencing an accident, I used photography as a mode of therapy. Learning to make media and be part of the OpenSignal community has made a difference for me. I believe that OpenSignal makes Portland a better place to live, and as a longtime staffer, I can say that I am excited by our recent growth and increased focus on equity. I feel confident that we are stronger than ever, and we are headed in the right direction. Please help us to continue doing this work and grow to provide more and better services to the community each and every year. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor, Commissioners. My name is Ifanyu Bell, and I'm the executive producer of OpenSignal Labs. And a couple of us talked about an event we had last Friday, and I'm not sure if you guys got an invitation, but it would have been amazing for you guys to have been there. It was really a transformative experience for, I think, all the people who showed up, and for myself indeed as well. And we also have a bit of a video that we played at that event that will give you a little bit of a taste of what I will talk about thereafter.
Isn't really just about filmmaking or being creative. It's just about being in space with people that you can relate to.
So right now, my creative focus is in telling stories for people who don't have the resources or the skills to do it justice. They have, you know, the resources that they've scraped up from their hard, passionate work. And so I want to do that justice so that we all benefit in the future.
I mean, doing teaching or doing workshops at the library, whatever, working with youth is what I do. And, you know, if there is a community issue and it's keeping me up or whatever, you know, one of the multiple art forms that I do are the ways that I get at that. You know, it's what we do, especially Open Signal. It's all about community for the producers there that I know and myself. For me, I've always been a one-man band, you know, and having an opportunity as far as working with people that you can trust to do things and actually being around people who are better at things than me has really helped me a lot. It allows me to move much faster. That is satisfaction. That is success for me, is to create these forms of art on my own terms and finish them. And hopefully keep going.
There's a lot of obstacles that are standing in the way of this fellowship and programs like this. I don't think there are. This is the first of its kind. I want this fellowship to last as long as it can. I want it to be a signpost in the world for other organizations that are working to support storytelling and people of color in communities where their voices aren't heard. And so I think growing the number of people who are faculty in these technologies and these tools to enable us to tell stories and tell the truth about our communities, not just here in Portland, but all over the country and all over the world. And I would like to hope the fellowship program for this will inspire them.
So that video was produced in partnership with Travel Portland, and it was a result of a collaborative work between six fellows who we worked with during a pilot year that really kicked off an experiment for us. This project had been and still is somewhat of a hypothesis, and the question being, what are the results of a program that specifically targets a group of people that is responsive to a movement that is happening all around us, not just here in Portland, but nationwide and globally. And that is to include voices of marginalized people in the larger conversation, not just about media, arts, and culture, but about politics, our environment, and other issues through which we can tell our stories through the media of film and television. One thing that's particularly important about this program is that I think it stands out in our ambition. I think that there are a lot of programs here that I think are designed to help create content and media that helps people understand who they are as people. I think there are some diversionary programs around filmmaking. I think those are critically important to our community. I think this program has that goal, but I think it also has the goal of making a mark or setting an example, I think, in terms of how we are able to participate both from a technical standpoint, but how to actually break into the larger industry of Hollywood and filmmaking on a serious level. And I think that being in the Hollywood Theater, where we sold out the main theater, I think we beat Godzilla, King of the Monsters that night, was a strong testament to how the community responds to that. So in terms of the hypothesis, is this something that's needed? I think the success of that event and some of the work that was on display there really signaled to this community that we are serious, not just in creating works that we want our friends to see or we want people here in Portland to see, but for the world to see. And I work very closely with the Oregon Film Office, the Portland Film Office, Travel Portland, and also several producers who are here actually bringing projects to the city. And the signal from those folks who are both here in Portland and who are in Los Angeles and who are in New York City who are coming to work here is that they are looking for talent from people of color. And I think that that pressure that they're feeling to have Black people on their sets, to have women and people of color working on their projects for months at a time or longer. This is what we're being responsive to. And if people are going to come here and they're looking for people of color, we want to be able to say they exist and they're here and they have the skills and they're prepared and they're ready to work and they're ready to be involved in these projects. I think Rebecca mentioned that we had a really good conversation with David Oyelowo and his project, and one of the first things that he said before he was bringing his Oprah-produced project, The Waterman, here to town was he was looking for African-American talent to serve as production assistants, camera assistants, and whomever he could sort of identify with this community. And we were able to sort of make connections in that way. But that won't be the last time that happens. If there's any indication of where Hollywood and where industry is going, I think that the inclusive nature of what we want to do is going to sort of fill that niche. It's going to be there to support this kind of participation. The other important thing to note is that these stories, I think, that the fellows are producing, and this is the first cohort, like I said, there were six of them, we'll be moving into our second year sometime towards the end of the fall and into the winter. We're going to bring in six more. And I think that kind of growth, I think, is going to be critically important. Filmmaking is not a single person sport, and to be able to have a growing cohort of people in order to sort of support individual productions is very, very important. We've also had, I think, someone mentioned that we've had some critical support from folks at the Sundance Institute, which have been advising us in terms of how we structure our program, and has completely sort of given us, I don't want to say the green light, it's sort of the best word that I can think of at this point, but I've signaled that this is exactly what they're looking for. There are opportunities to develop filmmakers in order to send them into pipelines such as Firelight Media, POV, Sundance. So the stories that we're creating here that tell different stories about Portland and about this community and about the Pacific Northwest filter up into a national sort of distribution network of content. So when I'm talking about having global impact, I really am serious about the opportunity for the work that gets created in this particular project to be seen by millions of people and to help redefine and to correct the stories about the history of Portland and the Pacific Northwest. So this is an extremely critical program. I think that in sort of working in this sort of equitable space, the goal is to support the entire community. I think everyone will benefit from the stories that come out of this program. And I think that everyone knows that Hollywood and filmmaking is an expensive proposition. And we need your support in order to help continue this program and to add more evidence, if we need be, to this hypothesis that Black stories are important to our community. So thank you very much for your time today. We really appreciate all the support you guys have given to Open Signal over the years, and we are hoping that can continue for as long as it can.
Thanks, Afani. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
So much. That's the end of our presentation.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Carla, do we have public testimony on this item?
No one else signed up.
Very good. Colleagues, any further questions?
Well, I'd just like to say that I regret that I wasn't able to attend your event on Friday. Friday night is my parenting night, so unless it's something my kid is really excited about doing, you will probably not see me anywhere. But my arts and culture policy director, Polly Ann Burge, attended, and she said it was fantastic. So congratulations, and
I hope
it's the first of many.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well done. Thank you. Carla, please call the roll.
Fish.
Well, thank you for the presentation. I'm a big fan and will continue to do what I can to support your work. I think film has become important in Portland. I think film has a tremendous future in Portland. The fact that we're a film-friendly environment, the fact that we have a Portland Film Office helping companies navigate regulations and other things here, the fact that Tim Williams is doing such a great job at the state level, and the fact that Portland Community Media does such outstanding work locally are three of the pieces that fit together that give us an advantage. I just spent 4 days in L.A. The entire city is blanketed with ads for TV shows that end with the acronym FYC. I kept asking my kids, what the hell does FYC stand for? Well, it turns out it's four-year consideration. Apparently, the only people who vote on all these awards live in Los Angeles, so all the signs are there, and everything is up there for their consideration. Literally, every bus was blanketed, every signpost, every billboard. It was quite astonishing. But I'm a fan. I appreciate what you're doing, and I'm very pleased to support this item. Aye.
You, Daly?
Well, I just want to quickly say I love Open Signal. Of course, I'm a big fan of DIY Media. I devoted most of the 22 years of my life before coming here to it. I love the way that you have both supported and expanded the original mission of Portland Community Media. And I'm probably going to offend someone by saying that I think in the past, the public has associated rather controversial, notorious characters with cable access, and it didn't necessarily seem like a welcoming, inclusive place for everybody, but now it truly does, and my only regret is I don't have time to come take classes from you. Maybe I'll have a podcast when I retire. Just thank you for your work for the capital C city and the lowercase city and the community. I'm a big fan. I vote aye.
Fritz.
Thank you so much for your work. I will not have a podcast when I retire. I will, however, watch a lot more Portland Community Media Open Signal. It's been a pleasure to co-sponsor this ordinance and became a fan when I was in charge of the Office of Cable Communication and Franchise Management in my first term with Portland Community Media. As always in this presentation, I honor you, Justin Hunt, for what you've done at Portland Community at Open Signal, following on from the good work of Cece Hughley Noel, who I think really started to turn the ship. And thank you very much for your work on the board as well. It's always interesting in this presentation how the work of staff and the work of volunteers melds together so well, and you've really done a really great job of embracing the need to do that, to bring together the underrepresented and to make you the representatives of our community. So thank you very much for doing that. Particularly appreciate the way you step up and broadcast all of our council meetings. It's just like you've been at all of them, we've been at all of them as well. So it's a little tiring just to think about it. And it's not always easy, especially when we go into other areas of the city outside of City Hall, and yet you make it work because you share our commitment to trying to be more open and transparent to everybody in the community. Thank you, Elizabeth Perez, newly of the Office of Community Technology, and just to everybody who's been involved in this. It's a wonderful thing that you do with relatively small amounts of money. I was really pleased to see the pie chart with diversifying the income sources, and you must feel very good about that. So keep up the good work. Aye.
Wheeler.
Well, in today's digital world, more than ever, underserved community members need access to multimedia technology training and tools. I think it's interesting the way this issue and the previous discussion we were having are blending together, I think, in important ways. Through the Digital Equity Action Plan, which has previously been adopted by the Council, the Office for Community Technology continues to lead a path forward for public agencies, businesses, and community nonprofits to work together in a more efficient way to address digital inequities in our community. So I want to thank the OCT staff for their hard work on this grant agreement and ensuring the ongoing partnership between Open Signal and the City of Portland. Open Signal remains a very important partner to us. I look at all of the exciting things that you're doing and the new ways that you're engaging community members and utilizing new technologies in really positive ways. And then I think about the 129 city council sessions that you had to help orchestrate. That must be something of a letdown, but it's critically important in terms of transparency. And there's a lot of people in our community who can't come to city council for a variety of reasons, and you bring city council to them. In essence, you help them to be able to exercise their democratic rights through the technologies that you provide as well. To summarize this particular proposal, city funds under this grant with Open Signal specifically focus on supporting people of color, English language learners, and people with disabilities to use media and broadband technologies. And these are, of course, the very same communities that are the most impacted by the digital divide that we're trying to overcome. So your engagement is critically important in closing that digital divide. This grant agreement also ensures that we're able to broadcast our city council meetings and budget forums to increase transparency in public engagement in local government. I want to acknowledge, having just sort of watched as a casual observer of the work you do, when we go out into the community, we go into unique spaces, you have to recreate everything from scratch. And it's almost magical the way you go about it, the way you troubleshoot potential problems in the field. You do it quickly, you do it gracefully, and it always seems to work out for the best in the end, and I appreciate that. I want to thank Justin Harn, of course, the director of Open Signal. I want to thank your entire team who works so hard with both the community and the City of Portland to reach our digital equity goals. And I also want to thank Lisa Faust and Phoebe Ebright for their services on the Open Signal Board as the City of Portland's appointees. And it goes without saying, they are volunteer citizens. They're dedicating their time and their talent and their energy, and we're really grateful for that. And of course, Elizabeth Perez, for all the great work you are already doing and the work that you will continue to do with the Office of Community Technology. Thank you for an A-plus presentation. Thanks, everybody, for your testimony. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. We'll see you soon.